Also, as you do your work, you may see more information than is normally permitted for your job. You must keep this information confidential. This is called an incidental use and disclosure. For example, you might attend a staff meeting at a different job site. While there, you may see the program books with the names of the individuals receiving services at that site. You are required to keep this information that you see confidential and private. Another example would be if you're bringing someone to their therapist and you overhear some information they share with their therapist. That is okay, but again, you must keep that information confidential.